It's day 18 of the February 2015 community audio event. And today's topic is money. Money, money. Love that song. Two songs about money I love so much. ABBA's Money, Money, Money. And that Lisa Minnelli one from Cabaret. In fact, I think that's a brilliant song. It's just a... And when you see it sung in the movie, just the way it's all orchestrated, as it were, on the film, it was great, great song. I can't remember exactly how it goes, but it's good. Someone's phoning me. Excuse me. Oh my. Jeez, why do people phone you when you've started doing something else and you've been able to answer calls for the past hour? Anyway. Today's topic is money, and I think I may have just dropped my wee card. Ah, dear Lord. Hold on. No, I've got it. I wrote it down. I wrote it down so I could read it. Right, okay. Money. Thoughts on prosperity and abundance. I wonder what respect. of course it's nice to be prosperous. Abundance is, well, my cup runneth over. We're talking about money, so it's always nice to have money. It gives you security, in other words. And I don't mean that you've got loads of money and you're just blowing it everywhere, left, right and centre. I don't mean that. I mean that to have money to be comfortable in life with. That's my opinion. You know, other people just want as much money as they can get. And many people have loads of money. I have friends who work on the rigs, the oil rigs that is, and tremendous wages. Absolutely blow your mind wages. Blow your mind away wages. But they're spending it, you know. So something goes wrong, what are they going to do? So then they'll have little money or no money if he loses their job. Due to cutbacks or payoffs in the oil industry. So it's good to have money, but you have to manage money. I always like to have some money put, you know, aside, in my home, just tucked away somewhere. And it's just there for an emergency use. But it's nice to have money in your pocket, in your purse, in your wallet. Just to have it, you don't need to blow it or spend it, but yeah, of course. Being prosperous, well, where do you draw the line in being prosperous? If I'm a working class guy, prosperous to me will mean something entirely different to a middle class or a upper class guy who will find that if he had my money, he wasn't prosperous, he was absolutely poor. So prosperity and abundance is relative to your standing or status in life, I believe, anyway. But it's nice to have money, of course it is. Next question. Is money the root of all evil? No, it's not. But, as the old saying goes, the love of money is the root of all evil. In other words, if you go chasing money, if that's what your life's all about, chasing money, it is the root of all evil. I believe that, yes, absolutely. But it's nothing to do with money, it's about the person who's doing it. We have a priest here who, since the day he came, has chased money. He has destroyed a whole community. Don't worry, I'm not going to harp on at length at this. He has destroyed a whole community, a whole parish, completely destroyed it, down to the love of him being able to go into head office, to diocese, and produce his books when he goes in, because he has an office in Edinburgh. And for people to obviously say, well done, look at your books this week again or this quarter, because he has stopped heating the church, hardly puts the lights on, he's moved people for 6 months out of the church into the hall because it's cheaper to run than the church, and it's all money based. So in my mind, that particular man has chased the money. So his love of money, yes, has led to evil, as far as I'm concerned, because of what he's done. So there's an example, and I won't say any more. Can someone ever have too much? Oh my God. Okay, hold on, my earplugs come out. Speaking of which, I have to thank Adrian Wicks at TurboScene for posting me a couple of spare ear cups for my binaurals. Thanks, Adrian, much appreciated, my friend. Can you have ever too much money? I don't know. I think if you have too much money, it can ruin your life. It's been proven. Many a lottery winner who's won millions has found that their marriage splits up, or their family relations break up, or that even their very friends break up with them because of expectations and because of the stress of owning so much money. People blow money away when they have loads and loads of money, and then they regret it, but it was easy to spend it. And then when they look back and think, fuck, I've wasted so much money, and they get depressed about what they've done. And you can have too much money, yes, I think you can. I mean, people are winning 34, 50 million pounds on the lottery. And of course, there's self-made millionaires out there, but I think self-made millionaires are different, because I think people like Branson and that, they were entrepreneurs who worked their way up and grew their money bit by bit. They didn't overnight, like a lottery winner, achieve their massive bank balance overnight. It was hard work to get there. So these people have probably got much more understanding, and having too much for them wouldn't be a worry. They would invest it or do things productive with it. But yes, you can have too much money. I believe you can have too much money. It can destroy people. If I had loads and loads of money, would I give it away? Yes. If I mean, it depends how much I want, but I mean, yes, let's say I won loads and loads of money. I most certainly would give most of it away, for the same reasons I've just mentioned about how it can do things to people having all that money. It just it fries their brain, to be honest. I'd love to have so much money that I could, along with my wife, of course, do things in a practical way of giving it away. In other words, rather than just say to a charity, here, there's £50,000 or £100,000, and my wife feels the same about this, we'd actually rather go to where it is. So suppose it was something going to Africa or South America, some of the third world countries or something like that, to actually go there, because we'd have the money to go there and not go for the sake of getting praise or thanks from the people, but to go and actually experience what they're living through, and then hand the money direct, so that nobody can cream off the stuff, because that's what happens with charities, to be perfectly honest with you. We've got loads and loads of experience of that. So yes, if I won loads and loads of money, certainly would give practically most of it away, because at the end of the day, how much do you need to live if you've not got an extravagant life? I don't want a big yacht. I like a wee yacht. I don't want to have several cars, just one nice one. But the thing, if I won several millions, I mean, I could probably accomplish most of that with a couple of million pounds. Say another couple of million pounds in the bank, earning interest and paying as a monthly wage, along with my old age pension. The rest, yes, I would certainly make it work to help others. And I'm not just trying to sound like one of these benevolent philanthropists, I probably would have to seek advice on how to do it properly and that. But I think it would be a great challenge, and I think it would be a new way of life for myself and my wife to get involved in these kind of things and see what it's like from the working end, as it were. Well, the last bit was if so, who do? Well, there's certainly charities that are foremost in their mind, like the one my wife collects money so much for St Andrew's Hospice. I'd love to be able to say to them, there is £1 million to ease the burden, because it's the money that they need every week to run this place is horrendous. It's unbelievable, the amount, in fact. And if we were to donate them £1 million, I'm quite sure they would continue with their efforts to keep raising the money they were raising up to that point, but have this this safekeeping balance, you know, as it were, at the back, which you could put to good use. When you think of the interest out of a bank, or, you know, a proper account, the interest on £1 million every month, my goodness, that's a good bit of money itself. So that would be one. I think other than that, it would be what I said earlier, to actually physically go to countries and be able to hand someone some money, their own currency, you know, and say, look, here, that's just straight into your hand, you do with it as you like. And we also know, one in particular, Father Bill, who works in the South American, the native peoples areas, you know, the third world of South America, in other words. And his money, the money he collects, he takes directly to there. It doesn't go through any of the administrative chopping blocks that exist in this country. Whatever he gets, it's into his personal bank account. It counts for everything, and he takes that money to South America, and he distributes that, but whether it's food or cash or whatever, to help the communities up these treacherous and terrible living conditions up the rivers in South America. So somebody like him, I would dearly love to fly over and see him. We've met him here when he comes over to do some of his missionary appeals, but I'd love to go over there and just surprise him and take Mary with me and say, here, put that in your pocket and do with that as you like, and see what it is that it actually does. So there you go, that's how I perceive money. Yes, it's good to have money, but if I had a load and load of money, certainly someone else would benefit from it, and I'd feel good, you know, I really would, because it's always nice to give. I remember a priest saying to me one day, when I basically confessed that I was a bit frugal when it came to money for charity, he advised me and he said to me, I'll tell you what to do, go and buy yourself something nice. And I thought it strange, so I asked him, why do I go and buy myself something nice? I've just explained that I'm a wee bit stingy with my financial charities. He says, well, when you buy something nice for yourself, you'll appreciate just how good it felt to have that. He says, and then you'll know how these people would feel if you gave them something. And I thought it was very good, and it stuck with me over many, many a year. I'm still a stingy bugger. Bye for now.